No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome, everyone, to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 30th day of June. Welcome, everyone. It's the last day of June. And we are finishing this month here together in this space. I'm so glad that you're here, that you've made your way here, you found your way here somehow, and that you are allowing the Bible to speak to your heart, and hopefully you're allowing the Bible to transform you from the inside out. That's just what happens. So let's finish this month here together. Today we read 2 Chronicles chapters 19 through 23, and this week we are reading the Contemporary English Version. 2 Chronicles chapter 19. Jehoshaphat returned safely to his place in Jerusalem. But the prophet Jehu, son of Hanani, met him and said, "By helping that wicked Ahab, you have made friends with someone who hates the Lord. Now the Lord God is angry with you. But not everything about you is bad. You destroyed the sacred poles used in worshiping the goddess Asherah. That shows you have tried to obey the Lord." Jehoshaphat lived in Jerusalem, but he often traveled through his kingdom from Beersheba in the south to the edge of the hill country of Ephraim in the north. He talked with the people and convinced them to turn back to the Lord God and worship him just as their ancestors had done. He assigned judges to each of the fortified cities in Judah and told them, "Be careful when you make your decisions in court, because you are judging by the Lord's standards and not by human standards, and he will know what you decide. So do your work in honor of him, and know that he won't allow you to be unfair to anyone or to take bribes." Jehoshaphat also chose some Levites, some priests, and some of the family leaders, and he appointed them to serve as judges in Jerusalem. He told them, "Faithfully serve the Lord. The people of Judah will bring you legal cases that involve every type of crime, including murder. You must settle these cases and warn the people to stop sinning against the Lord so that he won't get angry and punish Judah. Remember, if you follow these instructions, you won't be held responsible for anything that happens. Amariah the high priest will have the final say in any religious case, and Zebediah, the leader of the Judah tribe, will have the final say in all other cases. The rest of the Levites will serve as your assistants. Be brave, and I pray that the Lord will help you do right." Sometime later, the armies of Moab and Ammon, together with the Ammonites, went to war against Jehoshaphat. Messengers told Jehoshaphat, "A large army from Edom, east of the Dead Sea, has invaded our country. They have already reached En-Gedi." Jehoshaphat was afraid, so he asked the Lord what to do. He then told the people of Judah to go without eating to show their sorrow. They immediately left for Jerusalem to ask for the Lord's help. After everyone from Judah and Jerusalem had come together at the Lord's temple, Jehoshaphat stood in front of the new courtyard and prayed, "You, Lord, are the God our ancestors worshipped. And from heaven you rule every nation in the world. You are so powerful that no one can defeat you. Our God, you forced out the nations who lived in this land before your people Israel came here, and you gave it to the descendants of your friend Abraham forever. Our ancestors lived in this land and built a temple to honor you. They believed that whenever this land is struck by war or disease or famine, your people can pray to you at the temple, and you will hear their prayer and save them. You can see that the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Edom are attacking us. Those are the nations you would not let our ancestors invade on their way from Egypt, so these nations were not destroyed. Now they are coming to take back the land you gave us. Aren't you going to punish them? We won't stand a chance when this army attacks. We don't know what to do. We are begging for your help." While every man, woman, and child of Judah was standing there at the temple, the Lord's Spirit suddenly spoke to Jehaziel, a Levite from the Asaph clan. Then Jehaziel said, Your Majesty and everyone from Judah and Jerusalem, the Lord says that you don't need to be afraid or let this powerful army discourage you. God will fight on your side. So here's what you must do. Tomorrow, the enemy armies will march through the desert around the town of Jeruel. March down and meet them at the town of Ziz as they come up the valley. You won't even have to fight. Just take your positions and watch the Lord rescue you from your enemy. Don't be afraid. Just do as you're told. And as you march out tomorrow, the Lord will be there with you. Jehoshaphat bowed low to the ground, and everyone worshiped the Lord. Then some Levites from the Kohath and Korah clans stood up and shouted praises to the Lord God of Israel. Early the next morning, as everyone got ready to leave for the desert near Tekoa, Jehoshaphat stood up and said, "Listen, my friends, if we trust the Lord God and believe what these prophets have told us, the Lord will help us and we will be successful." Then he explained his plan and appointed men to march in front of the army and praise the Lord for his holy power by singing, "Praise the Lord, his love never ends." As soon as they began singing, the Lord confused the enemy camp so that the Ammonite and Moabite troops attacked and completely destroyed those from Edom. Then they turned against each other and fought until the entire camp was wiped out. When Judah's army reached the tower that overlooked the desert, they saw that every soldier in the enemy's army was lying dead on the ground. So Jehoshaphat and his troops went into the camp to carry away everything of value. They found a large herd of livestock, a lot of equipment, clothes, and other valuable things. It took them 3 days to carry it all away, and there was still some left over. Then on the fourth day, everyone came together in Beraka Valley and sang praises to the Lord. That's why that place was called Praise Valley. Jehoshaphat led the crowd back to Jerusalem, and as they marched, they played harps and blew trumpets. They were very happy because the Lord had given them victory over their enemies, so when they reached the city, they went straight to the temple. When the other nations heard how the Lord had fought against Judah's enemies, they were too afraid to invade Judah. The Lord let Jehoshaphat's kingdom be at peace. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he became king of Judah, and he ruled from Jerusalem for 25 years. His mother was Azubah, daughter of Shilhai. Jehoshaphat obeyed the Lord just as his father Asa had done, but he did not destroy the local shrines. So the people still worshipped foreign gods instead of faithfully serving the God their ancestors had worshipped. Everything else Jehoshaphat did while he was king is written in the records of Jehu, son of Hanani, that are included in the history of the kings of Israel. While Jehoshaphat was king, he signed a peace treaty with Ahaziah, the wicked king of Israel. They agreed to build several seagoing ships at Ezion-Geber, but the prophet Eleazar warned Jehoshaphat, "The Lord will destroy these ships because you have supported Ahaziah." The ships were wrecked and never sailed. Jehoshaphat died and was buried beside his ancestors in Jerusalem, and his son Jehoram became king. King Jehoshaphat had 7 sons, Jehoram, Azariah, Jehiel, Zechariah, Azariah, Michael, and Shephatiah. Jehoshaphat gave each of them silver and gold as well as other valuable gifts. He also put them in charge of the fortified cities in Judah, but he has chosen his oldest son, Jehoram, to succeed him as king. After Jehoram had taken control of Judah, he had his brothers killed as well as some of the nation's leaders. He was 32 years old when he became king, and he ruled 8 years from Jerusalem. Jehoram married Ahab's daughter and followed the sinful example of Ahab's family and the other kings of Israel. He disobeyed the Lord by doing wrong, but because the Lord had made a solemn promise to King David that someone from his family would always rule in Judah, he refused to wipe out David's descendants. While Jehoram was king, the people of Edom rebelled and chose their own king. Jehoram, his officers, and his cavalry marched to Edom, where the Edomite army surrounded them. He escaped during the night, but Judah was never able to regain control of Edom. Even the town of Libna rebelled at that time. Those things happened because Jehoram had turned away from the Lord, the God his ancestors had worshipped. Jehoram even built local shrines in the hills of Judah and let the people sin against the Lord by worshiping foreign gods. One day, Jehoram received a letter from Elijah the prophet that said, "I have a message for you from the Lord God your ancestor David worshipped. He knows that you have not followed the example of Jehoshaphat your father or Asa your grandfather. Instead, you have acted like those sinful kings of Israel and have encouraged the people of Judah to stop worshiping the Lord, just as Ahab and his descendants did. You even murdered your own brothers who were better men than you. Because you have done these terrible things, the Lord will severely punish the people in your kingdom, including your own family, and he will destroy everything you own. You will be struck with a painful stomach disease and suffer until you die." The Lord later caused the Philistines and the Arabs who lived near the Ethiopians to become angry with Jehoram. They invaded Judah and stole the royal property from the palace, and they led Jehoram's wives and sons away as prisoners. The only one left behind was Ahaziah, his youngest son. After this happened, the Lord struck Jehoram with an incurable stomach disease. About 2 years later, Jehoram died in terrible pain. No bonfire was built to honor him, even though the people had done this for his ancestors. Jehoram was 32 years old when he became king, and he ruled 8 years from Jerusalem. He died, and no one even felt sad. He was buried in Jerusalem, but not in the royal tombs. Earlier, when the Arabs led a raid against Judah, they killed all of Jehoram's sons except Ahaziah, the youngest one. So the people of Jerusalem crowned him their king. He was 22 years old at the time, and he ruled only 1 year from Jerusalem. Ahaziah's mother was Athaliah, a granddaughter of King Omri of Israel, and she encouraged her son to sin against the Lord. He followed the evil example of King Ahab and his descendants. In fact, after his father's death, Ahaziah sinned against the Lord by appointing some of Ahab's relatives to be his advisors. Their advice led to his downfall. He listened to them and went with King Joram of Israel to attack King Hazael and the Syrian troops at Ramoth in Gilead. Joram was wounded in that battle, and he went to the town of Jezreel to recover. And Ahaziah later went there to visit him. It was during that visit that God had Ahaziah put to death. When Ahaziah arrived at Jezreel, he and Joram went to meet with Jehu, grandson of Nimshi. The Lord had already told Jehu to kill every male in Ahab's family, and while Jehu was doing that, he saw some of Judah's leaders and Ahaziah's nephews who had come with Ahaziah. Jehu killed them on the spot, then gave orders to find Ahaziah. Jehu's officers found him hiding in Samaria. They brought Ahaziah to Jehu, who immediately put him to death. They buried Ahaziah only because they respected Jehoshaphat, his grandfather, who had done his best to obey the Lord. There was no one from Ahaziah's family left to become king of Judah. As soon as Athaliah heard that her son, King Ahaziah, was dead, she decided to kill any relative who could possibly become king. She would have done just that. But Jehosheba rescued Joash, son of Ahaziah, just as the others were about to be murdered. Jehosheba, who was Jehoram's daughter and Ahaziah's half-sister, was married to Jehoiada the priest, so she was able to hide her nephew Joash and his personal servant in a bedroom in the Lord's temple, where he was safe from Athaliah. Joash hid in the temple with them for 6 years while Athaliah ruled as queen of Judah. After Ahaziah's son Joash had hidden in the temple for 6 years, Jehoiada the priest knew that something had to be done, so he made sure he had the support of several army officers. They were Azariah, son of Jehoram, Ishmael, son of Jehonan, Azariah, son of Obed, Maaseiah, son of Adaiah, and Elishaphat, son of Zichri. These five men went to the towns in Judah and called together the Levites and the clan leaders. They all came to Jerusalem and gathered at the temple, where they agreed to help Joash. Jehoiada said to them, "Joash will be our next king, because long ago the Lord promised that one of David's descendants would always be king. Here is what we will do. three groups of priests and Levites will be on guard duty on the Sabbath. One group will guard the gates of the temple, one will guard the palace, and the other will guard Fountain Gate. The rest of you will stand guard in the temple courtyards. Only the priests and Levites who are on duty will be able to enter the temple, because they will be the only ones who have gone through the ceremony to make themselves clean and acceptable. The others must stay outside in the courtyards, just as the Lord has commanded. You Levites must protect King Joash. Don't let him out of your sight, and keep your swords ready to kill anyone who comes into the temple. The Levites and the people of Judah followed Jehoiada's orders. The guards going off duty were not allowed to go home, and so each commander had all his guards available, those going off duty as well as those coming on duty. Jehoiada went into the temple and brought out the swords and shields that had belonged to King David, and he gave them to the commanders. They gave the weapons to the guards, and Jehoiada then made sure that the guards took their positions around the temple and the altar to protect the king on every side. Jehoiada and his sons brought Joash outside, where they placed the crown on his head and gave him a copy of the instructions for ruling the nation. Olive oil was poured on his head to show that he was now king, and the crowd cheered and shouted, "Long live the king!" As soon as Queen Athaliah heard the crowd cheering for Joash, she went to the temple. There she saw Joash standing by one of the columns near the entrance, which was the usual place for the king. The commanders and the trumpet players were standing next to him, and the musicians were playing instruments and leading the people as they celebrated and blew trumpets. Athaliah tore her clothes in anger and shouted, "You betrayed me, you traitors!" At once, Jehoiada said to the army commanders, "Don't kill her near the Lord's temple. Take her out in front of the troops and be sure to kill all of her followers." She tried to escape, but the commanders caught and killed her near the gate where horses are led into the palace. Jehoiada asked King Joash and the people to join with him in being faithful to the Lord. They agreed, then rushed to the temple of the god Baal and tore it down. They smashed the altars and the idols and killed Matan, the priest of Baal, in front of the altars. Jehoiada assigned the priests and Levites their duties at the temple just as David had done. They were in charge of offering sacrifices to the Lord according to the law of Moses, and they were responsible for leading the celebrations with singing. Jehoiada ordered the guards at the temple gates to keep out anyone who was unclean. Finally, Jehoiada called together the army commanders, the most important citizens of Judah, and the government officials. The crowd of people followed them as they led Joash from the temple through the upper gate and into the palace, where he took his place as king of Judah. Everyone celebrated because Athaliah had been killed and Jerusalem was peaceful again. Father, we thank you for your word today. We see as the weaving of evil and good weaves in and out of the story of the kings of the nation that vowed to serve you. And I pray that it would cause us to look at our own obedience. If we are listening to your word, to your voice, and obeying your ways, or if we are following those that are leading us, calling evil good and good evil, if we are being led or if we are leading people in the wrong direction, God, I pray that you would arrest us, spiritually arrest us, that we would know your ways, know your heart, know your mind. We have the mind of Christ, and we would consult wisdom, the voice of wisdom, and we would be doers of good and not evil. The sheep know the voice of their shepherd. We must be listening. I pray that we would listen and we would hear and know your voice. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base. That is the website. That is the free app. The new app 2.0, it is out. So if you have not yet downloaded it, please do so. Let's talk about the long walk coming up July the 7th. International holiday within the Daily Audio Bible. July the 7th, the long walk. We hope that you will get out if you can, if you are able to, if it's not too hot. Of course, stay hydrated, put some comfy shoes on, and get out and walk. And be alone with God and allow your Creator to speak to His most prized possession of humanity. As the time draws near, we will give instruction about where to post those pictures and videos while you all are out and walking. Coming up July 7th, I hope that you will join us there. If you would like to partner with us here at the Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We're really grateful. We don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you are giving by the app at the Give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for Give on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line, or again, if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right-hand section. And when you are finished, hit the little red microphone right below that. Please hit the chronological icon to make sure that it goes to the right place. That's it for me today. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Cynthia from Virginia. Just wanted to call and thank the Harding family and all those behind the scene that make this possible. Thank God for this podcast, for continuing to put His supernatural, miraculous healings and blessings over each one of us. Help us to love, encourage, and pray for one another. Today I come to pray for our children and our grandchildren, praying the Heavenly Father that you will give them your wisdom, your favor, your grace, and your mercy. Help them, Father God, Lord, to know you, to get that close, intimate relationship with you, to use your wisdom to make godly, wise decisions and choices in all that they do. Lord, this world is putting so much on them. Help them to cling to you, to have discernment in the friends that they choose, Father. Help them to be leaders, not followers, Father, to lean on you, Father, to acknowledge you in all their ways so that you may direct their paths. Wrap your divine protection around them and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen, Father. I pray this prayer in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, community.
Hello, DABC family. This is Mark the Baby Doctor from Dayton, Ohio, Grayson, Northern California. I'm asking the Lord to just begin to touch that broken bone, ease the pain, and also touch your mind and ease your confusion. I'm asking the Lord, as you said, to reveal, restore, return, and repair all that you need in those areas, in the name of Jesus, both for your bone, your heart, and for your marriage, as you asked. Unison, the Netherlands, Holland. I'm praying for your son, Austin. Lord Jesus, help him in all his needs, both socially and emotionally. Bring a community around him that would help him live life. Lord, touch his body for the energy that he needs, and just to help him understand in a deeper way that you love him, in Jesus' name. And finally, Bree in Louisiana, you have a fresh marriage of 2 years. I'm asking the Lord to restore what is broken, to repair what is broken, to open hearts and minds to transparency, repentance, and humility, that you can talk with one another and restore and refresh this marriage that is so new. Oh Lord, hear our prayers in this, so that Bree can be comforted knowing that you are working in this for her, in Jesus' name. Thank you all. I love all of you.
Hello, my name is Janelle, and I'm going to be praying for my big sister that's in the Army. Please protect my sister that's in the Army and my sister that's in track. And please bless Tati. And I mean my auntie's mom, said she got out of the hospital good, but she's still resting.
Yes, and she's healing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Deb C family. This is La Chula over in Los Angeles. I wanna stand together with my sister Maya over Ella and her body, who is experiencing keloids and scar tissue and itchiness. Father God, this morning, oh Lord, we come together, oh Lord, as a family, oh Lord, in Christ. You say, Father God, where there's two or three gathered, Father God, you are there, Lord. We believe it to be so. We come together, Father God, in agreement, oh Lord, asking for healing, Father God. You, oh Lord, endured all lashes, all broken pieces, Father God, and you restored, Father God, that which was lost, Father God, on the cross of Calvary Hill. We, Father God, believe your word, Father God, where it says, oh Lord, that we were healed by every stripe, oh Lord. And this morning, Lord, I come together believing for, standing in the gap for, Father God, in agreement for the healing of Ella's body from head to toe, Lord. There's nothing impossible for you, oh Lord. You are a miracle worker. You are the way maker, Lord. We put all our trust in you, Father God. I pray for Maya, Lord, for peace, Father God. Open doors that no man can open, O Lord. Restore, Father God, this family, O Lord. The anxiety, Father God, may it be lowered in Jesus' name, Father God, trusting you full well that you finish to completion what you started. Lord, you are worthy. Lord, we come together. Lord, we cry out to you. Lord, you take delight in sharpening us through the fire, Father God. So we know that there's going to be a great testimony, Father God, on the rise, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Everything is in your hands. I encourage you, sister. God bless you. We love you.